Fifth parak of Kilayim, Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue the halachas of Kilayim HaKerem. So we established in the previous parak what is considered a Kerem. A vineyard is when you have a minimum of two rows, according to the field, two rows of vines, one that contains three vines, another one contains at least two. Kerem Shechara, you had a large vineyard that had many vines in it, and many of the vines started dying out. If in the area of Teisa, which is 50 Amos by 50 Amos, you have 10 Gefonim that are in Tuas Kehilchasan, that are planted the right configuration, in other words, in this configuration of two rows, one of two and one of three, some total of five. So if you have 10 vines that are planted in such a fashion that they're at least they're set up in a fashion that you have at least two in one row and three in the other row, then it's nikra kerem dal. You treat the whole area as a kerem, a weak, poor kerem, but you can't plant anything in the entire kerem, even though parts of the area don't have vineyards, vines all around them. It's a remnant of a larger kerem, and that entire area that has 10 of these vines that are planted properly, one cannot plant other seeds over there. Kerem shunatua ilbuvia. If a person planted his kerem without any order, and therefore he doesn't have distinct rows, but in Yeshua, if we look after everything is planted, that we can see that there is at least two vines that are planted opposite three other vines, then there is a kerem. It's treated as a kerem, then lavin a kerem. It's not so, it's not a kerem. Yeah, because as we said, a vineyard has to have a certain order. He says that since it looks like a regular vineyard, even though it doesn't fit out exactly two opposite two, but there are rows over there, it's not totally mixed up, that's good enough, and that's the status of a carrot.